story. So we got Pio there, now we're talking late January 26. He's in on his 71st year. And he's like speaking to himself or into his phone. You know, we're seeing him walking back and forth. This is graphic novel, okay? Ferdslow Wonder, what is that? Birth pangs, birth throes. I don't know. But yeah, that's what I've been going through. As the one who takes birth. But not into some kind of, as people sometimes experience, some new life or new identity, but back to my more to myself, and that's why I felt and feel this need there, an inspiration from just going back to those when I was 10, when I was 5, when I was 17, when I was 20, 22. Because when you are at that age, you are real. You don't know how to be anything else. I didn't. And you remember those things that you met as you grew up, that you felt were strange. Now, this is not me. This I don't like. This I don't agree with. This doesn't feel good to me. Lying, no, I don't like that. Exploiting others, stealing, cheating, no. And you see all these things. The bully, the trickster, the loose lady, you know, all these people. And sometimes they are, and that's what started happening there in the late 60s, 70s, more, 80s, even more, took over. And those people were glorified. The thieves became the heroes in the movies. The murderers became the anti-heroes that people still started identifying with, and that's the way it went. And here is Pio, and he's not even more alienated from that world. But fortunately, there's now few of them.
Hmm.